Yom, chapter 1, Mishnah 2. So previous Mishnah we listed cases which are a machlokas, a disagreement between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. This Mishnah over here, we're now going to list cases where even Beis Hillel would agree that the things that we're going to list in our Mishnah are joined to one another, and if a Tful Yom touches one of them, the other one is also going to become impure. So these cases are no disagreement between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And they are as follows. So Mechanes Chalos Al Menash Shelo Lahafrish. If one gathers chalas with no intention of separating them, the dough he puts together and he has no intention of separating them. Ha'ife Chamita Al Gabe Chamita Mishekarmu Betanur. Or if he bakes a batter cake on top of another batter cake, after they had formed a crust in the oven. So at this point, after they formed a crust in the oven, he's not going to be separating them. They'd be considered one unit. Or if there was froth on the water that was not bubbling, froth on the water not bubbling is considered part of the main body of water. Retichas grisin shel pul shneir, the second scum that rises when boiling beans. So he boils up beans and the whole scum rises up and he clears that off. And then the second scum that rises up is considered part of the beans. Retichas yan yashan, or the scum of old wine. Vishel shemen, of any oil. Lo'elam, vishel adashim, or of lentils. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afshel toifach, he says even of vetchlings. T'mayim betful yom. In all of these cases, the scum rising up or the joined things would be considered one. For if a tful yom touches one, the other one would also become impure. And needless to say, regarding any other impurity, which we mentioned in the last Mishnah, is stricter than a tful yom, so any other impurity would definitely transmit from one to the other, as would a tful yom.